Hi, how are you? Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kim. How may I assist you?
Well, good morning or good afternoon. I was just about ready to, tap on three. Have you called me back? That's
Yes,
pretty
sir.
good. anyway, I just ordered an item on Northern, I guess. And I didn't get a confirmation that the process went through. Is for a how do I say it? It's
That
like
your
a little.
Okay, let me
Pardon
see.
me?
I'm trying to make sure that your cancel went through. I mean, your order how went through.
Well, not so much that a cancel went through, but if I ordered it and it was confirmed, because all of a sudden I got kicked out. So.
Let me see how I can assist you. Give me one moment.
All right. Yeah.
Can I have your zip code, please?
96161.
96161, is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment, sir. Okay.
Holy shit. We got a windstorm going on around here. It's knocking things all over the place.
Yes, this weather is. Yes. It's very, you can't tell, unpredictable. Very unpredictable.
Right.
Yes. Okay, give me one moment. I'm trying to locate you. Can I have your first and last name?
Be under Skip Gast or
okay.
Ken Gast, one of the same.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let me try it under your first and last name. Can you spell your first name for me?
Okay. Skip, S-K-I-P. Last name is Gas, G as in George, A-S-T as in Tom. And the item was for a Ketter or a Cater folding work table.
Okay. One moment. Okay, give me one moment. Okay, let me try one other way. Give me one moment.
Yeah, I just don't want to make sure, if it was canceled, that's fine. If it didn't, I don't want to order it twice.
Right. No problem. Let me try to find you so I can...
Goodness.
One moment. I'm not finding you under that way. Let me keep trying. Hold on one moment.
Okay.
Okay, let me... Oh, one moment. Let me try the last four digits of your credit card.
Let's... 1447.
1447?
Yes.
Can I have your first name, your last name?
Ken Gass.
Give me 1 moment. This is 1 moment.
No, I was going to pay.
Would it be under another name? Would it be?
Not that I know of. Ken Gass or Skip Gass, S-K-I-P.
Okay. Oh. All right. 1 moment. Oh, 1 moment. I don't know why I'm not finding you. But hold on,
yeah.
I'm going to keep looking.
Yeah, I've got, you know, it says at checkout, my cart is now empty. So I'm saying, well, did I, the process go through or not? I normally, you guys send a confirming email.
Right. Hold on 1 moment. Can you spell your last name for me one more time, please?
G as in George, A as in Adam, S as in Sam, T as in Tom.
Okay.
If I ordered it or paid it through PayPal, would that change things on your end?
No, do you, no, sir, that wouldn't. Hold on 1 moment, try one more time. You said your name is Skip Gast, correct?
Right. S-K-I-P, yes.
Hold on 1 moment. Do you have an email? We could try it that way.
Okay. Hey, Skier. I'll spell it out. S-K-I-E-R S-K-I-P @hotmail.com. Skierskip @hotmail.com.
Okay, 1 moment. I'm looking for you. If I can't find you, get a supervisor to assist me, but... Yeah, because I'm trying all kinds of ways to find you.
Right.
And nothing.
Let's see. I just got something from you right now. It says, congratulations, dear Northern
visitor. Oh, I believe
visitor.
Do you have your order ID? I'll try it that way.
Like I said, it kicked me out before I could figure that all out.
All right. Let me have your phone number. We'll try it that way.
530.
Mm-hmm.
277-5681.
Okay. Nope. All right, hold on for a moment. Thank you. One moment. Let me mute my phone real quick. Hold on 1 second.
What is Castleberry's store?
We are a third party call center where we do all kinds of products. So, yes, that's what I'm trying to locate you and see. You know,
oh, I see.
Mm-hmm, that's what I'm trying to look for you so I can see how I can assist you. But I have to locate you first.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Well, I know where I'm at. I know
yes.
So you're no part of Northern Toolcom, huh?
Like I said, we do work third parties. We do all kinds of.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and no way of knowing till I, you know, locate people to see what product they are talking about.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Thank
well,
you so much for your
the model is that for this item. I don't know if you need that or not.
Say that for me one more time.
The model for the item that I ordered. Would that help?
No,
you?
I don't think that would help.
Okay.
Me. Yeah. I know, man.
Not available, Bud Castleberry.
Hold on a moment.
You know what I could do is just reorder it, and if they come back at me and say, "Well, da da da," you know, I could always cancel one of the orders.
Well, actually, we don't order. You know, we do not set up orders for people. They would have to do it themselves on the same
right.
website. They, yeah, unfortunately, we don't handle that.
Right. So why don't I just go back and just take it for granted that the product didn't go through and I'll reorder it here sometime.
Well, see, the thing is, suppose, you know, that's what I'm trying to find you so we can nip things in the bud and see how I can, you know, assist you, you know,
yeah.
Instead of, you know, one moment. Give me one moment.
Yeah, I normally go through Northern Tool, you know, direct, and I talk to them.
Right. Okay. Hold on for me one moment. I'm keep trying. Bear with me one moment. You would think it would come up under your phone number. No. Do you
right.
go by another first name?
Just either Skip or Ken.
as try as can. We're trying. One moment. Okay. Well,
nothing pops up, huh?
Nothing popped up. That's weird.
Yeah, so what it's indicating to me is the order didn't go through, so all the bells and whistles didn't
get on board. I mean, even though it would still show that you either ordered something, and it'll show me the shipping and handling price, but hold on for me one moment.
Yeah, it would be no shipping and handling.
Hold on for me one moment, sir. I'm going to get a supervisor to assist me with locating you so you won't have any issues on your end, okay?
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, like, if you decided to do what you just said and then I had end up locating you, you know what I mean? Because you have a trial.
Right.
Everything has a trial period. You know, you don't want any surprises. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, so I'm trying to prevent that. Hold on for me one moment. Don't hang up. I'm still here. Hold on one moment.
All right.
I'm gonna need my mic. Sir, how did you locate our phone number?
Let's see. Yeah, let me go up. I think it was at the bottom of this page. Okay, wait a minute. Let me try and...
He's looking for it. Hold on for a moment. One moment.
Okay. Huh.
Find it on our bank, on your bank statement, our number, or email.
No, I just, I don't even have it down here as recent. Okay, I think, let's see. I have here a 188-230. Whoops.
Long day. You're good.
So it's, 230-3563.
Okay. Hold on. Not the number, just where you found it, like, where'd you find that number at? Was it on website or email address or what?
No, I think when I hit, see what I say, it says help. Okay, yeah. And the thing, Northern Tool, customer help. Customer care. Oh, wait a minute. How did I get on here? Wait a minute. It says 800-222. Not 230. How'd I get the hell that one?
Sir, I'm not trying to cut you off, sir, but what city and state?
Well, here's what I'm saying. I think I dialed the wrong number.
Oh, you think you dialed the wrong number?
Yeah, it was. I suppose I thought I dialed 800-222-5381. And all of a sudden you came up on this number here, so I don't know what that is. So
your name is Ken Gast, correct? Or Skip Gast?
Yeah. It has nothing to do with you guys.
What city and state, sir?
It was up in
no,
in
what city
Seattle.
And state are you in? What city and state are you in? We're trying
Seattle.
To locate you. Seattle, Washington?
Yeah. That's okay. I think I can get redial the right number. So thanks for all your help. I'm just going to curtail this before my wind picks everything up.
Hold on, sir.
Thank
I just want to tell you something. You're welcome. Let me tell you something. Look on your bank statement and see where you got the number from. Look at the charge on the bottom of your bank statement. It should be a number off to the side of the charge.
Yeah, I will do that. Okay, well, thanks for your help.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling customer support and enjoy your day.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.